understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday morning, and you know where our heart and our minds are at today, and that's basketball. It's March, and March Madness is underway in many aspects, but right here at home, the Lady Rockets, fresh off that big district championship on Thursday at Rocket Arena, beat Lyon County in a thrilling game out there. And that was their second straight district championship and fourth out of 5 seasons. This group of seniors that lead the team have won this tournament 4 out of the past 5 years. And they were all starters as 8th graders. So they've been a part of most of Coach Shannon Hodges' district championships over the years. She has 7 to her credit, and again, 4 of those just in the past half decade. The Lady Rockets will be on the road tonight in the opening round of the regional tournament. Now, they will be taking on Webster County, a team that the Lady Rockets did not play this year, which is pretty uncommon because they're a next-door neighbor here. But the Lady Trojans were 12-18 on the season, and they are runners-up in the 6th district. They lost to Henderson County in the championship game of that district tournament last week, 73-9. Your Lady Rockets are 24-5 on the season, and 1 win away from tying the school record for most wins in 1 year. Now, the rest of that girls' tournament over in Hopkins Central, that's where the region will be played. Again, Crittenden and Webster open that tournament 6 p.m. tonight. The late game this evening, Christian County takes on Caldwell County, and then Crittenden, if they win their first round, will play the winner of that Christian County-Caldwell game, which would be on Friday. The other first-round games, which will be played on Tuesday, Hopkins Central, the host team, will take on Hopkinsville, and Henderson County will play Lyon County. And again, those semifinals are Friday over at Hopkins Central. Championship game set for Saturday at 7 p.m. Of course, the Rocket boys basketball team was knocked out in the first round, so they are done for the season. But Braden Poindexter was named to the all-5th district team during last week's championship, where Lyon County won that title, beating Livingston Central. Both of those teams now, Lyon and Livingston, advanced to the regional tournament, and it will be held in Madisonville. Also named to the all-5th district team from Livingston County were Bryson Walker and Avery Zam, and Logan Ring was your player of the year, Livingston County Cardinal, and prolific scorer and rebounder there. Great career for Logan Ring, and he's still got some to play over in Madisonville in the regional tournament. For the Lady Rockets, Anna Boone, Elliot Evans, Andrea Federico, and Jordan Hodge were all selected to the all-5th district team.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
In local news, an unfortunate accident on Saturday out in the Amish community has claimed the life of a 29-year-old man. Eli Bontrager died as the result of injuries he sustained in a tree-cutting accident. Assistant Crittenden County Coroner Keith Gilbert says the man was cutting a tree behind the sawmill there on 654 North near Mattoon when the accident occurred. Now, first responders were called to the scene about 10:30 a.m., but it's unclear exactly when the accident happened, as Mr. Brontrager was cutting timber there alone, and someone had gone back and found him. The assistant coroner says that Brontrager was pronounced dead at the scene. There will be a meeting tonight at 5 p.m. at the Crittenden County Public Library of the Legacy and Liberty Committee. That's the group that's putting together the America 250 celebration set for the last weekend in June this summer. And anyone that's interested in joining this, it's going to be perhaps the biggest festival ever held in Marion and Crittenden County. It will involve folks from Livingston County, Caldwell County, and beyond. So if you're interested in being part of this, lending a hand, come out to the meeting tonight at the public library. Days are getting ready to be longer. This weekend is when we will set our clocks ahead as we spring forward 1 hour. That will be Sunday night at 2 a.m. And we're starting to see some filings for nonpartisan races for the fall general election, which will be in November. Two incumbent city council members have filed their papers to run. Those are Randy Dunn and Bobby Belt. Now, the deadline to register to seek election on the city council is June 2nd. Now, during this election cycle, there will be six seats available in the election on the city council, as well as the mayor's position. Speaking of this election cycle, I want to just make sure everyone understands. We always accept letters to the editor at the Crittenden Press and are proud to be able to publish those in the paper to share viewpoints from a cross-section of folks in the community. No matter what you have to say, as long as it meets our guidelines, we will publish it. During the election cycle, we have some special rules just to protect everyone and to be fair and balanced, as they say. During the election, we do not take any letters that are for or against a candidate or a issue that might be on the ballot during the last week before the election. So in other words, we don't publish any letters the week before, the Thursday before the election is held on the following Tuesday. So this coming cycle, April 30th will be the final day to submit a letter to the editor for consideration in the May 7th edition of the Crittenden Press. That will be the last edition of the newspaper, May 7th, that we will publish letters to the editor.
So this morning I have with me again Jennifer Reckinger. She's with H&R Block in Marion and Rosa Claire, Illinois, across the Ohio River there. So Jennifer, you know, it's tax season, and people are excited about their tax refund, if they're going to get one, I guess. You know, some people don't always get a tax refund. They may owe a bit. But those who do are anticipating a refund, tell us how they can get that early.
Yeah, so you do have to have all of your tax documents whenever you come in. So you have to actually be ready to file your tax return. We have what is called a refund advance loan. You can get up to $4,000. It is a 0% interest rate loan. So as long as you have all of your tax documents, you're ready to file, we can try to get you up to $4,000 the same day. And it is based upon bank approval, though.
Yeah. Well, that's a great opportunity. Somebody needs cash right now, they can do that. So H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky, and Rose and Claire, Illinois. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah, thank you.
And to close out this morning's program, we are going to learn about Crittenden and Livingston County's Special Olympics program.
So I have with me now Serena Dickerson. Of course, Serena wears a lot of different hats around the community, but this new hat is especially important to her. It's her involvement with Special Olympics. Tell us, Serena, how folks around Crittenden, Livingston, and beyond can join in with this wonderful opportunity.
Okay, yes, this is great. We have had so much fun. This is actually our third year, but I'm will admit to anyone, I'm brand new, like still learning a lot, but it has been so exciting. But Special Olympics is there for anyone 8 years and older. You just have to be identified by a professional that there's an intellectual disability, a cognitive delay, just a significant learning or vocational problem requiring specialized like instructions. We're going to start March 11th, and that is with our track and field. So they can walk, run, throw softball, or shot put. So that's four different events that pretty much anyone could do. The events are all age-based and ability-based. Mm-hmm. So everyone has a good chance of placing well with just a little practice.
Now, so you have practices, this is just like being on a normal sports team every day, high school or little league or
right.
whatever. So
exactly. It's the exact same as any other sport. We don't practice every day. We practice once a week. And occasionally, like if we're rained out on like our Wednesday afternoon practice, we might practice on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. I won't say it's casual because it is a practice, but we have a great time. But they do practice once a week. They have a regional competition at Callaway. This year it'll be April 25th, mm-hmm. that morning. And then those that qualify for state, we get to go to EKU for the first weekend of June and compete up there. And they have a dance for them. Yeah. And, there's a like a little fitness fair where they get all kinds of little goodies and get to meet different people that have done very well in the Olympics, Special Olympics. It's really cool. Uh-huh. It's a lot of fun, super exciting. And then we were just Crittenden Special Olympics, but this year we've qualified to do Crittenden and Livingston. Uh-huh. So we're excited about that, getting to bring the two counties together. Uh-huh. And we do... like we had a Halloween party, we do a Christmas party together. So we have different things that's not necessarily just Special Olympics.
How many participants do you have right now?
Well, for bowling, we have 24. Mm. For track and field, we have anywhere from 16 to 21.
Yeah. So,
but we would love for that number to grow.
Yeah.
And then, you know, coaches as well.
That's great. You have some other coaches, I guess. Who else is involved in this?
Yes. Rose Dempsey, Rebecca Woodall, and now Gabe Ring from Livingston County is now helping.
Well, all right. We appreciate your time. Just wanted to get this information out to the public. And we thank you a lot for your time this morning, Serena.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. I hope you have a productive first week of March. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.